For 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Is it a struggle getting your blood work done? Is the price too high? No insurance is needed, none whatsoever. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. Any Lab Test Now. We're in your healthcare budget. Affordable upfront prices, no surprise bill. In and out in 15 minutes or less. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. That's right, Any Lab Test Now. Conveniently located, 8975 West Colonial Drive in Ocoee, Florida. Most test results only in 24 to 72 hours. Work-friendly hours, including Saturdays. Mention radio and receive $15 off any lab test value at $49 or more. Offer only valid at our Ocoee location. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. If you need lab work, there's only one place to go. Call today, 407-930-8200. That's 407-930-8200. Any Lab Test Now.
An average funeral costs over $8,500. Will your loved ones be prepared for this financial burden? If you are 85 or younger, final expense insurance can pay up to $35,000 to ease the burden of funeral and burial expenses. No medical exam is needed. Rates will never increase, benefits stay the same, and the policy won't expire. Call now and secure the lowest rate possible. Don't put the burden of your debt on your loved ones. Call today.
For blind folks, it's only done by your voice. No paperwork is involved. Call 1-800-955-0143. Don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show and receive your free bracelet. Call 1-800-955-0143.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. And this is some show tonight. Yes, we do. We have a show for you today. This is your host, Michael. And we have a studio full of people. I'm telling you, took up all the chairs. That's it. By the way, you want to call in to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show? The phone number is 407-894-1680. That's right. And don't forget, we are the bridge between the sighted and the visually impaired and the blind community. Let me introduce you to the folks in the studio tonight. First, I got to introduce my lovely wife, the co-host, Lynn Golder. Lynn, you there?
We'll be in a minute. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and it is the August 13th, 2017 edition, and glad you're on board and enjoying your evening with us.
And let me next. We have a beautiful woman sitting next to me. That's right, the other side of me. That's right. A little bit taller for me than I like them, but what can I say? It's Dr. O'Neill. Lucille O'Neill. Dr. O'Neill, are you here?
I'm here. Count it. Four. Michael, I'm glad to see you and Lynn. Thank you for having me this week.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
We're glad to have you back with us again, like family now.
Thank you.
And next to Dr. O'Neill, we have, listen to this name, the goddess. Goddess Johnson. Goddess, did I say it right?
You said it right. Good evening, everybody.
Oh, glad when I say things right for a change.
You got it. Thank you so much for having me back again.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you.
Now, sitting across from Goddess Johnson is we have my very good friend, Big Dave, Dave Hildebrand. Dave,
hello,
you here?
Hello. How's it going there, Michael? Good to see you again. Hello to the radio audience.
And behind the scenes, we have a new participant today. We have Jarrell
Robinson.
Jarrell Robinson, how you doing?
Jarrell,
you can talk.
He's the man, the fan of the Miami Dolphins.
You can say hello to everybody
All
out
right,
there.
Jarrell, how are you?
I said hello.
Guy.
Hello. How y'all doing?
And
I got a
next
fan
to
club
Jarrell.
Back here too.
You can put your speaker on, Jarrell. And sitting next to Jarrell Robinson. Jarrell, by the way, is taking the place of Chris Shaw, who's in Chicago. And we told everybody last week that he was going to Chicago. What?
Wait a minute. Chris, if you're listening, nobody can take your place.
We
miss you, Chris.
He's trying. Give the guy
Jarrell's
a break.
Doing
Give the
good,
guy
though.
A break.
Jarrell's a great guy.
And next to him, we have Dave's wife, Brenda, taking calls tonight. Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
Brenda Hildebrand, the better half.
You seem so
half.
Far away right
and
now.
And then we have Catherine in there with Jarrell and Brenda. And Catherine is also from the Lighthouse Central Florida. She's an orientation mobility
orientation
specialist.
Orientation and mobility specialist.
Yay, Kat.
Woo. And now, one more, but not forgotten.
Last but not least.
This person, let's just say, is going to be the new host of the kids show. She is going to be the host of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show for Kids, which starts August the 27th at 6 o'clock. And here is Nina.
Yay, Woo! Nina. Welcome, yeah. welcome.
Hi. You can say hello.
Hi. yeah, okay. To everybody listening, hi.
There you go.
And by the way, Nina is 10 years old, and she's going to be the host. Oh, yeah. And what's the name of your radio show going to be?
It is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show for Kids.
All right.
That's right.
You're going to do great.
That's good.
Absolutely.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Before we start the show, I've got to say something. Got to give a big shout out to Eugene Potke. Did I say it right, Lynn? Eugene Potke?
Yes.
Yeah, good. This young man from Clearwater, Florida, let's put it this way. As you know, people listened last week, he gave a pledge, which he not only gave to us, but he doubled it. He wrote to us and doubled it. I want to say, Eugene, thank you for donating money for the kids. Line and Beyond Radio Show for kids.
You're a good guy, Gene.
Absolutely.
Yep. We wish we had more people like Eugene out there. But anyway, Eugene and all the other people that have donated, you're going to hear your names on for the next 6 weeks, which is 6 months. Mm-hmm. The show's on once a month. And I can have to tell you all, we now have a few advertisers who came on board now. Logan Tech. What's it say?
Logan Tech
is going to be one of the sponsors. What's the other sponsor, hon?
Blindfoldgames.org.
Okay. Hope you heard it.
3 minutes.
I can just hear it. So we have a few.
Right.
Probably going to have one more, and that'll be it as far as the advertising for the radio show for the kids. What?
May I do the shout-outs before we go?
Absolutely. Give the shout-outs.
Thank you so much.
Good.
You have to see us, folks, today, or just imagine. We're sharing the mic, and it's swinging back and forth like a ping-pong. Anyway, before I forget, I would like to do a shout-out to a new friend. Her name is Gail Laputka, and she's up there in Orange City, Florida. And, Gail, glad we got to meet you. That's Gail Laputka. I'd like to say hello to Brent back home in California. Hi, Brent. I know you're listening. Maybe you'll call and say hi during one of the segments. And then we would like to express our condolences to our friend. As some of you know him as Big Mike, but we'd like to express our condolences to Mike Sikorsky, who lost his daughter today. So, Mike, we love you, and we feel so badly for you. We really, really do. And we wanted you to know we were thinking about you. And I'll just briefly mention that August 17th, which is this week, would have been Joe Pilano's birthday. So in the second hour, we're going to do a little tribute. And as most of you know, Joe was a staunch supporter of the Blind and Beyond radio show. Mm-hmm. And he was our guest host. He'd come up by himself on the train and be a guest host. And we miss him terribly. So those are my shout outs for the show. And here you go. Here you go, Mike.
Okay, so we are back. Yes, we are. What can I say, folks? Got a good show for you today. And Dr. O'Neill will be asking questions to Goddess, mm-hmm. as well as anybody want to call in and speak to Dr. O'Neill.
Or Goddess.
Or Michael.
No. They want to call in and speak to me? My pleasure. As long as I don't offend anybody. Lately, I've been offending a lot of people, which I don't mean to. But the point is, if I offend you on or off the air, I am sorry. I don't mean to. That's just my mouth. And all I can say is, I'm sorry.
He'll do better next time.
Right. Yeah.
We're not mad.
So okay. Let's put it this way. It's not meant to be.
He knows you by now. Though.
Yes. So, folks, you got to call in and let us know. And something else, by the way. As far as the radio show for kids, if you know any visually impaired blind kids, would you write to us and let us know if they're in the area so we can have them all come to the studio? We'd like to have some visually impaired blind kids in the studio. The phone number here is 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. Or if you want to write to us, it's michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Maybe you can tell your friends that have kids that are visually impaired and blind that we're going to have a radio show for kids and like them to participate. So if they want to call in or if they want to come to the studio, maybe someday they want to be on the radio in person, even though they're blind or visually impaired. Like myself, whether you like me or not, we have a radio show. So if you don't like, I guess you have to turn the dial off and say, oh, I can't stand that guy. He's on my nerves. Well, I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. Anyway, I love you all. My, again, phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. And if you're still there, we got a show out there tonight. David Hildebrand, what do you got to say for yourself?
You're cracking me up over here, man.
Yeah,
you're killing me.
Dr. O'Neill, you still there?
I'm still. I'm hanging with you.
Okay, hang with me. Mm. Goddess, you still here?
You all right with me.
Okay.
Funny.
Tina.
We love you, Michael. Don't worry.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to apologize for all those I upset.
Just be yourself. That's all we ask. Right.
I can't just always be myself.
Yes, you can.
Because sometimes I tell it as it is, and people upset me.
You have to tell it like it is. That's okay.
I believe we're going to break.
Okay, we're going to break. When we come back, Dr. O'Neill will take over. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We have a lot more going on. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Two J's Restaurant. Corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try Two J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, homestyle comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2J's.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
It's going to happen. One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando, 407-232-7155. 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
This is Gary, and I am blind. I'm totally blind. Thanks to the Lighthouse of Central Florida, I've learned how to do things on my own. I go on cruises. I fly. I fly wherever I want to go. I just go to the airport, and the airlines takes care of me, and I get from A to B with no problem. I had to drop that fear, which Lighthouse taught me how to drop that fear and get out there and ask people on how to get from point A to point B. Don't be embarrassed about being blind or visually impaired. Get out there and ask others. They are more than willing to help you. Get out there and be independent with your life. Go do things as you want to do them today. Just like everybody else, I can get out there and I can cook dinners. I've learned how to cook on my own, at home, with no help. I clean my house. I can do all these things independently thanks to Lighthouse. So if you want to learn to be able to do things and be independent like me and get out on your own and live a life of a normal life, call Lighthouse. Lighthouse will help you. Trust me. The phone number to call, 407-898-2483. Call today.
This is Lynn, and I've got a reality check for you. We'll all one day pass away, and you don't want to leave the burden of unpaid funeral expenses to your loved ones. Choice Mutual can help you secure a burial insurance plan to ensure that never happens. Most health issues are accepted, and you can apply and sign with just your voice. The process is paperless. For peace of mind, call Choice Mutual at 1-800-955-0143, and don't forget to mention you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show to receive your free bracelet. That's 1-800-955-0143. Or visit online at choicemutual.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Now is Nina. She's got to learn. Don't forget, this is her first time ever on the radio. But you got to talk a little louder so people can hear you. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And this is your host, Michael. And that was the host for the kids show starting the 27th of August. She's 10 years old. The phone number to call in, if you want to call in, is 407-894-1680. Let me now turn the show over to Dr. O'Neill. Dr. O'Neill, you are on.
Thank you so much, Michael. I want to say right now, I do believe that this little spot that you give me, time to just introduce many special people to the Orlando community.
Talk a little louder into the mic.
The time that you give me to introduce so many special people to the Orlando community, let me say thank you again. So tonight we have Goddess Johnson. Goddess has a great story, and Goddess, thank you for being here tonight with us.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here tonight again.
We've been talking briefly the other day, and we talked about your life, and we talked about your association with Lighthouse of Central Florida. So we want to start this conversation by allowing you to tell us how you got associated with Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Well, how I got associated with the Lighthouse of Central Florida was actually a very, by chance, a series of events. I actually came here to Orlando, Florida about 2 years ago with hopes of having a what they call experimental surgery at the Baskin Palmer in Miami. For 7 years, I was completely blind after being in a tragic car accident, mm-hmm. which left me blind and the loss of my niece as well as my sister. So my journey, once that happened to me, was learning all of these skills and how to adapt to a world that was now dark on my own. I was in Houston, Texas. I was given every type of rehabilitation you can think of, from speech to occupational to physical therapy. But when it came to my vision, I really wasn't given any resources. I spent 7 years not being able to see anything. I had a 5-year-old son at the time of this accident. So through just learning with him, it became a journey, and it was hard. I ended up having to become a mother of a newborn, learning how to raise her without having any sight. So when I came here, it was simply on hope and on faith, because that's mm-hmm. all I really had. The doctors told me I would never ever see again from the trauma. And something in me just never ever believed what people told me I couldn't do, because people have been telling me what I couldn't do for so long. Growing up with other adversities, I was what you call a system child. My parents were both incarcerated from the time I was 8 to 9. And growing up in the system, people often tell you what you can't do. So I often had to prove what I could do. So I was just determined to know that one day I had hope that I would see at least my children again. So from that surgery, I was able to regain my central vision out of mm-hmm. my right eye. Mm-hmm. That's all the vision that I have, and that was enough for me. So taking Access Links Transportation, which is a paratransit service that helps you get around to doctor's appointments and things that you have to do, mm-hmm. A driver assumed that I had learned all of the skills from the Lighthouse, and I had never heard of the Lighthouse. So that's how my journey started. She told me about the Lighthouse, and it was a school that teaches people how to do all these things, and I couldn't believe that these places existed. And that day I walked in the door was the day that it changed my life for the better.
You know, in Orlando, I believe that there are a lot of people that don't know exactly what they do at the Lighthouse. Mm-hmm. When before I became acquainted with what they do over there, I thought that the Lighthouse was just a place for people that were totally blind. But when I had the opportunity to visit and I saw the things that were going on, it changed the way that I see what Lighthouse does to bring life back into other people's lives where they believe that if they can't see that their life has ended.
Yes.
But Lighthouse continues to do wonderful work. And you're a witness to that. And
yes, I am.
I want to thank you for taking time to just come and share your story. But let me ask you this question now. First of all, how old are your children now?
My children now, my son is 14. Hi, Javon. And my daughter is 6 years old. Hi, Amariana. And they are my world. And I now raise my nephews, Raheem and Rashad.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
You're doing a wonderful thing.
Thank you. I'm trying my best.
I'm telling you, you're doing so good. And when I got finished talking to you the other day, I felt that the courage that you had to continue to go on, to me, that's something kind of special. I can't even imagine not being able to see. I can't even imagine that. So I have to just say to you, what does that feel like? Maybe you can just share that with a lot of people that are listening. I don't know if you can even put it into words what it feels like, but maybe you can just bring it to light so that we can see.
What it was for me is, and I'm thankful to have the ability. I use this analogy a lot, even in my classroom. For me, what it's like not to see, the feeling that I felt was a feeling of hopelessness.
Mm-hmm.
I felt a feeling of being vulnerable, useless, and what good am I now? Because for me, I didn't. Waking up one day and everything is just dark and not knowing what I was going to do and being someone that everybody always depended on me. And now I had to depend on, I didn't know who. So it was just a feeling of you go through life, you plan your life, you get up every day and you get dressed and you go. I went to work not thinking that my life was going to change. And in an instant, I went from being this strong, confident, independent person to being a very not confident, low self-esteem, useless, hopeless individual.
I like to tell a lot of young people that sometimes we get to a place where we don't know which way we're going or what we're going to do. But God has equipped us.
Yes.
With so many things that we need, and it is our job to dig into ourselves a whole lot of times. And those of us that can see, we tell them, look in the mirror and tell yourself you're going to make it.
That's
but
it.
You couldn't see yourself in the mirror, but yet and still, you dug down deep. When people were telling you you cannot, you That's said right. to yourself, I can and I will.
And I will, because I had to. I had to be an example. You know, You don't get a manual when you become a parent, but I will tell anybody that becoming a parent was what saved my life. And I didn't know I was terrified of being a parent in the same instance because I never had a feeling of having that mother or that father or, what people, kids complain about. I would have loved to just get punished or little things like that. So for me, the only thing I could do was give my children what I did not get. And the one thing I always wanted them to have is no matter what life throws at you, you can't give up. And if they saw me quit, then that's what they were going to equate for the rest of their, you know, just if something happens, I'm going to just give up. And, you know, it was the best feeling. Recently, my son injured his ankle very bad to where he had to have a surgery. And I'm in the house tending to him, and I was doing something, and he's on his crutch and in the kitchen trying to make and I'm like, I would have did it, son. And he's like, Mom, I've been doing independent living skills 101 since I was a kid. If I don't do nothing else, I know how to do stuff for myself. You taught me that.
That's good.
Laughed, but you know what, Miss Lucille? I went to my room, and I cried because I said, you know what? At least I know that when the worst happens to him, he gonna know how to fight through it. You know, so it was worth it for me.
And I can say, because I'm a witness to this myself, we can talk all that we want, but if we don't show our young people and show our children how to do it, because they're watching us.
Yes, they are.
And we're talking and we're not doing it, it doesn't pan out. But I have great respect for you because not only hearing your story and finally meeting you, Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you the spirit of strength that comes from you.
Yes.
That's a wonderful thing to have. And I want to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. And while we're still talking, please share with the listeners what you're doing right now at the Lighthouse. I understand that you have been a nurse.
Yes.
That's a special,
yes.
I don't want to call it a profession. I call it a ministry.
Yes.
But being a nurse and have compassion for other people when you're in a situation yourself. But just share with the listeners how you operate in your position at Lighthouse.
At Lighthouse of Central Florida, I am what you call an independent living skills instructor. So my job is to teach adults that are coming in who are recently visually impaired or blind or may have been living with visual impairment or being blind, teaching them how to live beyond their vision loss.
Mm-hmm.
From doing in something as simple as being able to get up in the morning and know the difference between how to put my toothbrush on my tooth on my toothpaste on my toothbrush, or how to cook, how to label my clothes, how to dress myself, how to go shopping. All of these things, these are things that when this happens to you, it strips you of your independence.
Mm-hmm.
And so my job now, I tell my students, it's a partnership. If you have a willingness, we can do it together.
Yeah.
And for me, you have to have compassion in what you're doing. I was a nurse for 15 years, and I had to have compassion, and because I always wanted to help. And I do the same thing now. I can look back now. I have clients that have lived off of Pop-Tarts, trail mix, because they were afraid to go in the kitchen and use a microwave or a stove, and now they're inviting me to lunch and they're cooking. I have people that won't even get up and leave out the house, and now they're traveling the world. I've had a client who was still driving
and not wanting
to give up her keys, and that was the hardest thing to be able to teach, in spite of knowing not just how that can impact somebody else, but how it could impact her. But from being in that classroom and sharing my story with her, I was so happy when she contacted and let me know that she sold her car.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's happy to travel with her cane and getting around. And now is in Europe touring. You know, you're giving people back hope. Because the main thing is your blindness doesn't define who you are as a person. You can still do everything that you did before. You just have to learn how to do it a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I strive in doing is letting them always to remember you're a person first. I don't want someone to look at me and say, oh, that's Goddess, the blind lady. No, look at me and say that's Goddess. Because before I'm anything else, I'm a person. And once you continue to keep that in mind, you can do anything.
I have so much respect for you. And I want to tell you that you're a living witness to what can be done.
Yes.
You didn't quit, even though you could have.
Yes, ma'am.
But you got yourself up and you began to go forward. And when you tell your students that they can do it, you're showing them not only that they could do it, but you're living that truth and you're walking in your truth. And I give you great credit for that.
Thank you. Well, I learned from a lot of people along the way, especially somebody, because before I even met you, and that just goes to show you that you never know how life is going to put you down certain paths, because never in a million years, I read your book, and I remember saying, you know, I would walk around the house. I said, you know what? I'm going to be like Miss Lucille. I'm going to walk like I got somewhere to go, honey.
Walk like it's someplace
to go. And I said, you know what? I remember reading that. And I said, you know what? I'm going to keep on walking because I got somewhere to go.
Absolutely.
And never would I guess that I would be sitting here and talking to you. But, I mean, it's like you never know. And that's why I say, you know, people often ask me if you can go back and change it, would you? Even though I lost a very important person to me, but I would not change it. Because if I would never have went through it, I feel like it's a bigger, the lives and the people that are touched each and every day, I feel like it's worth the sacrifice that I had to endure. If one person can say that they can do it, even if it's from hearing your story, Goddess, I can make it, then you know what? For every day I had to cry, for every day I had to endure, it was all worth it. Because what good is a suffering if you can't help somebody through on the other side?
That's right. And all the things we go through, we believe that all those tests, yes, and all those trials and all those tribulations, they will soon be a testimony, yes, and a testament to someone else. Because I believe also that we don't go through things for nothing.
Nope.
And then if you don't come out of a better person, then there's something that you missed. Absolutely. Along the way. But being in different positions now, I can see. But every now and then, my vision gets a little blurry, too. And it's only because of some sinus condition.
Yes.
However, there's many reasons that people lose their sight. But we want to tell them today, be encouraged.
Yes.
Wherever you are and whatever position you're in. We have different stories. We've been talking to different people when we get here at the Blind and Beyond radio show. But being blind and being visually impaired does not mean that you're useless anymore.
No, it doesn't.
There's so many things that you could do. And you're here today sharing your story. We have another guest, Dave, is here doing something wonderful. When God takes something from you, when I say when you lose something, not when God takes it, but when you've lost something, you've lost your sight, only your sight, but you have never lost your heart and your drive and your courage and your determination. You still have all of those things.
Absolutely.
And we have a caller coming in. Sheila's on the phone and wants to speak to me, Dr. O'Neill.
Sheila from, I guess, Orlando, Florida.
Hi, yes, Sheila. Mike. No, I moved.
Okay, Sheila, how are you? This is Dr. O'Neill.
Good evening, Dr. O'Neill, and Goddess,
good
of
evening.
Course.
Goddess.
I will tell you my first impression that I got to know Goddess was, mm-hmm, her interview on the radio show.
Oh, okay, yes, see?
And I will tell you, mm-hmm, I cried.
Remarkable story,
Sheila,
right?
I was just about
absolutely
to cry.
Absolutely cried. Because, you know, I haven't been through what you've been through, Goddess, but I've been through hell and back.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But you're still here.
Anyway, Goddess, I met you at the mixer, and it was delightful.
Yes.
And thank you for the hug.
You're welcome. I got plenty more, Miss Sheila.
Awesome. Awesome. I will just say that you are an example of what people need to realize, that there is life after blindness.
Yes.
And I would hope I am as well. So, you know, I just wanted to say I have loved your interview tonight, mm-hmm, and thank you very much.
Thank
and
you.
And thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you.
Yes, we're so grateful to hear Goddess and her story. And I'm just telling you all that even though we're here, we're listening, you're only getting a piece of the story. The journey has been remarkable. And even the little bit that you've shared, my mouth is open. I'm telling,
yes,
you.
Remember, life is not always fair. Remember that. No. I'll say that loud and clear. Life is not always fair.
No, it isn't.
And remember, as Rocky says, it's not how many times you've been knocked down, but how many times you get back.
Absolutely.
And in your world, in my world, you keep on going back. You
That's
keep
it.
On coming back, and you keep on coming back. The quitter, he just runs away.
That's mm-hmm. it.
He's negative. And as far as we are concerned, you have to be positive.
Absolutely.
Right, Dr. O'Neill?
That's it, absolutely. If you don't want to do anything for yourself, you can hardly even expect anybody else to do anything for you.
That's it.
We have a caller coming in. Roderick, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. This is him. How you doing, Dr. O'Neill? How's everybody
doing? Where are you calling from? What part of the country?
Hi, it's great to be on the air.
What part of the country are you calling me from?
Orlando, Florida.
Orlando, okay.
Roderick was here last month. Roderick was here with us last month.
Roderick.
Oh, okay. Right?
Yeah, this is me. Yeah, this is me.
I recognize your voice. It's good to speak to you again.
Yes, ma'am. First of all, I just want to thank you guys for allowing me to be on the show, Dr. O'Neill. I have a question for Ms. Dodds Johnson and just some of the others.
Okay.
Ms. Johnson, your story is very inspirational to me and just some other people. My question is, you've overcome a great deal of trials and tribulations at this time, and you've definitely had some success. My question is for you and for others, how far do you see yourself going? In the next 5 to 10 years, where do you see yourself at? What are some of your dreams or passions or desires that you still want to achieve?
Well, the dream, one big dream that I am going to accomplish is I am going back to college, and I am going to obtain a second master's degree. And also, I have been asked several times, you should write a book. You should write a book. So you know what? I'm going to write a book.
We're going to break. And,
hold on, Robert.
Going to break. Stay right there. Don't go away. We're going to break. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We're going to break. We'll be right back. In 2066, my son will be 100 years old. Most of us won't be listening to this radio show then. Have you made plans to ensure all your funeral and burial expenses are taken care of? I'm serious now, because if you didn't, you should, or you'll risk leaving a huge financial burden to your family, and nobody wants that. Remember this name, Choice Mutual. They'll help you get a burial insurance plan to cover your funeral bills. And with them, it's for the blind community and the sighted community, because they'll work with us. You don't have to sign paperwork. Everything is basically verbal. That's right, it's verbal. Call today. 1-800-955-0143. Call today. And remember to tell them you heard it on Blind and Beyond radio show and get your beautiful bracelets just for calling. Call today. 1-800-955-0143.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aids is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aids, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
Do you have an elderly parent that is in need of home care? Assisted living or nursing home not an option? Because living at home is the best way to live. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medications reminder, bathing, grooming, or dressing. Home Care Assistance of Orlando will provide older adults with quality care to live happier and healthier lives at home. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, just a phone call away, no long-term contracts, peace of mind. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando now, 407-232-7155. 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
Is it a struggle getting your blood work done? Is the price too high? No insurance is needed, none whatsoever. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. Any Lab Test Now. We're in your healthcare budget. Affordable upfront prices, no surprise bill. In and out in 15 minutes or less. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. That's right, Any Lab Test Now. Conveniently located, 8975 West Colonial Drive in Ocoee, Florida. Most test results only in 24 to 72 hours. Work-friendly hours, including Saturdays. Mention radio and receive $15 off any lab test value at $49 or more. Offer only valid at our Ocoee location. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. If you need lab work, there's only one place to go. Call today, 407-930-8200. That's 407-930-8200. Any lab tests now.
Transition. Lighthouse assists teens 14 to 22 to become more independent and prepare for their future. Teens receive training in personnel, financial, and home management, prepare for careers and higher education, and enhance their skills in accessible technologies. Services are provided on weekends throughout the school year. During the summer, Lighthouse teens participate in a more intensive schedule, which includes work experience. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483 for more information.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And that was Nina.
Woo-hoo. Woo, Nina.
Okay, welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Hope you enjoy the show. I do. I'm listening to the show, and it's very interesting tonight. That's right. The phone number to call in case you want to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. It's time for trivia, and then we're going to take the call on the line right now. We've got a call. Who's on the line? Who's on right now? Who's on hold? Okay, so don't go away. Stay right there. We're going to go to trivia time.
Hang on, Javon.
Trivia time. Don't go away. Trivia time. Right. Call in is 407-894-1680. Play the song. Let's go. Play the song. You got it. Come on now. Sing the song.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid just as long.
Okay, so that's who's singing. Call us up and let you know who's singing right now. We'll talk to the call in right now and see if you know who it is. 407-894-1680. In the meantime, for another minute, let's hear it from who's now on the line?
Goddess's son.
Oh, Goddess's son. Oh, I want to hear from you. What's your first name?
Javon.
Javon. Okay, let's hear from you. Okay.
Hey, Mama.
Hi.
I just wanted to call you and let you know that I'm tuned in, and I love you so much. I don't know what I would do without you, Mama.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Oh,
get the violin.
See, I made it through the whole show without crying. Thanks, son.
He's a good guy.
You want to say hi to somebody else? I know you didn't just call to say hi to me.
Hey, Miss Lucille.
Hi! I'm so glad you called in. I'm so proud of you, and I'm also so proud of your mama and your sister. Thank you so much. It's good to hear your voice.
You too.
Keep up the good work, okay?
Well, thanks for calling in now.
You're welcome.
And take care of your mama.
Take care of your mama now.
I will.
I love
you. Be a good boy. Say bye. Mm-hmm. Okay, so anybody out there who knows who's singing that song?
Not yet, Michael. In the meantime, I think I'll do my thing here, okay? Yeah, I wanted to remind everybody, and I hope you don't need any help, but if you do need some help, why don't you call Home Care Assistance? They're the best caregivers around. This is Home Care Assistance of Orlando, and they're on Dr. Phillips Boulevard, 5178 Dr. Phillips Dr. Phillips Boulevard in Orlando. Quit laughing at me, David.
Yeah, but yeah.
407-232-7155, and they can provide you with help at home. They can do your take you with transportation and errands. They help you with your light housekeeping, meal preparation, and they are top of the line. If you maybe just got home from the hospital and you need a little bit of help, and they can help elderly people with bathing and grooming and dressing and maybe just provide a little bit of companionship and recreation. So call Home Care Assistance in Orlando. And once again, the phone number in Orlando is 407-232-7155 or visit them at homecareassistanceorlando.com.
Or look at us on the website.
Oh, hi. Mm-hmm. Fancy that, my dear. It's on our website also, on the advertiser.
You can look at our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Look it up. What?
We have a caller.
You have a caller? What, for trivia?
For the trivia, it looks like.
For trivia, who's calling? What part of the country?
Winter Garden.
I'm sorry, what?
Winter Garden.
Winter Garden. Who is it?
This is Keith.
Keith. Oh, he always knows all the hits. He knows all the hits. Keith, Winter Garden. We haven't heard from you in a while, Keith. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yes, I know who you know. Okay, let's go. Who is singing that song?
Ben E. King.
You're right. Benny yeah. King. Woo! That's right.
Good job.
So you just won a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue in Orlando. How's that sound? $10 gift
sound
card.
Sound great.
Sonny's Barbecue in Orlando. Now, I got a question for you. Do you know where Benny King came from, what his group was? He had a big group, and he was the lead singer of the group. Who was the group?
I can't tell you. I couldn't tell you that one.
You don't know that? Oh,
no,
I
sir.
Thought you know everything. Okay. Anybody know in the studio?
Not me.
Not me.
Well, do you ever hear of the group called the Drifters?
Ooh.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Benny King sang with them?
Benny King. Who was the first lead singer ever from the Drifters? The first lead singer from the Drifters was named Clyde McFadder. Mm. And after Clyde McFadder came Benny King.
Oh, my.
And
oh.
Benny King had most of the hits the Drifters had was Benny King. What?
Yeah.
Anyway, so don't go away. We take your address down and send you a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue. And they have great barbecue.
Okay, the three of us, you have to visualize again. The three of us, Nina, Michael, and I are all sharing the mic. This thing is squeaking, too. It needs a little WD-40. We wanted you to know, Michael, that we have another caller for trivia, but even though Keith won, of course you want to talk, so say hello.
Okay,
I don't know.
Who else on the line?
Hey, it's KJ.
KJ, how you doing? Did you know
it?
Did you know it, KJ?
I did, but I wanted to say hello as well.
Okay.
Hi, Kelly.
Hey, goddess.
Kelly was my Division of Blind Services counselor, everybody.
Oh, nice.
She helped me get to where I am, so we
there you go.
Kelly.
Catch a Kelly.
Thank you.
KJ Paulando.
Yes.
And by the way, folks, if you're listening anywhere part of the country, you can call in. You know, it's not just an Orlando show. It's the whole country show. So you can call in anywhere.
Oh, I've also shared about the show with all my friends on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's very nice of you. Thank you so much.
Hopefully some of them will call in.
Okay, well,
thank you, Kelly. We appreciate that. Anybody else also out there listening, please share with your family and friends and have them visit our Facebook page and our website also. All right. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly.
Tell everybody at Lighthouse I said hello.
Take care, Kelly.
Okay.
We have another caller on the line.
Who's calling in now?
Sherry.
It might be our friend Sherry.
Hi, it's Sherry.
It's Sherry. I can recognize the voice. Sherry Brunt from Orlando, Florida. How you doing, Sherry?
I'm doing good. How is everyone?
Good.
Okay. Hi.
David and Brenda and Goddess. I wanted to say something. And Dr. O'Neill, of course, and everyone. But Goddess, I want to say I admire you so much. And the first time I ever met you, our volunteer and friend Jerry Idler and I were dropping off a CCTV, and one of your kids, I think your little girl was turning maybe three or four, and it was her birthday, and they were the sweetest, most polite, most well-behaved little kids I have ever seen. I don't know how you did it, but they were so wonderful, and they weren't, you know, they weren't shy, and they said hello and shook my hand, and they were so sweet. And you're just an awesome person and a great mom, and
I just wanted to say
how much I admire you.
And that's very nice of you.
And I thank you, and I thank for all you do, because Miss Sherry made my daughter's birthday that year with the organization she works with. they gave me a CCTV that was donated, and that helped that the gift of me being able to read my daughter a birthday card for the first time.
Yes, she could read her daughter's birthday card to her.
So I will always be forever grateful for that. So thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry.
And we do have CCTVs available, and we work through Lighthouse Central Florida. So if you guys know anyone who's in need, call Chris at Lighthouse and let him know, and he'll let us know.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much for calling. You know, one thing I can tell you right now, may my parents rest in peace. But nobody ever called my parents' house and said, "Oh, Michael's such a sweet guy. He's such a good boy." No, it was always, "Michael just knocked the house down next door with a bulldozer. He started up the bulldozer and knocked the house down. Michael is running around the classroom."
Or cutting class to go to American Bandstand.
Yeah, cutting the class and going to American Bandstand. "Michael put my daughter's hair in the inkwell."
Michael, you were busy.
I was.
You were dating yourself.
You were so busy.
Yeah. David. Are you there, Dave?
I am, actually.
All right, okay.
I'm still here.
David's
warming.
We'll
talk to you the second hour, David.
Yeah, he's resting for the second hour.
Yeah. Saving up my energy, you know.
That's right.
When you get to be this age, you don't want to.
There you go. You know what? Speaking of Lighthouse Central Florida, I have a nice little PSA to announce, so I might as well do it now. That Wednesday, September 13th, that's this year, 2017, from 8 in the morning to 9:30 a.m., Lighthouse will be sponsoring the Emerging Vision Breakfast. And I quote, "Join Lighthouse Central Florida as we continue to push beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss and empower those we serve. Together, we will celebrate Lighthouse's mission of empowerment and showcase the stories of the amazing children, teens, and adults in our care. We look forward to welcoming you to this very special event." And where it's going to be held is the First Baptist Church of Orlando, Faith Hall. That's at 3000 South John Young Parkway in Orlando. So you can get there between 8 and 8:30. It starts exactly at 8:30. And I know they're very fussy about that when we went there, right? They start exactly sharp. So registration's at 8. The program starts at 8:30, and they will give you breakfast. And it says, upon arriving, please follow signs to the event parking lots. And there will be volunteers there. And Lighthouse Central Florida team members will welcome you. So reserve your seats today. And you can call, Goddess, how do you pronounce her name? Aaliyah Vasquez, 407-898. I know this number in my sleep. 2483. 407-898-2483, but it's extension 235 to reach Aaliyah. Or you could visit LCF events at lighthousecfl.org. So call Aaliyah to reserve your seat for the Emerging Vision Breakfast, September 13th.
That should be a wonderful event.
It will be.
Yeah. And listen, folks, remember the date, August the 27th, fourth Sunday of every month. We're going to have not only Blind and Beyond radio show, but we're going to have the kids. The kids show is called, what's the show that you're hosting? What's it called?
It's called the Blind and Beyond Radio Show for Kids.
That's correct. Blind and Beyond Radio. And she's the host, the 10-year-old, first time ever. In the United States, where a national radio show like ours will be on the radio with a 10-year-old hosting the show. It'll be all kids, okay? And that's the bridge between the sighted and the low vision and blind community. That's right. We're going to have a good show. It'll be 6 to 7 every fourth Sunday of the month.
Looking forward to hearing all
Absolutely.
Of that.
Absolutely.
It's going to be good.
Be a good show. Mm-hmm. And also, hey, Nina, why don't you tell the folks out there what you do all the time? They don't know that, what you're doing.
Well, during my spare time, I put on a blindfold, and it helps me kind of visualize and feel how the kids who are visually impaired feel.
So this way, she knows how to ask them questions, and her mother also is going to have her do more and more time, right? About when you are, as we get closer to the show, have a whole day where she goes with a blindfold.
Wow.
And this will help her relate to the kids that are blind. Is that right?
Certainly.
That is right.
So
awesome.
This is what the show is all about, helping the kids all over the country, the sighted kids and the Vision and Care and Blind School. We contacted 24 schools already all around the country. Mm. And we hope to go to over 100 schools there are wherever they are in this country and in Canada. So let the schools know that this is a show for kids between 6 and 7 Eastern Standard Time.
I have a question for Goddess, since she's an instructor now. Goddess, how many students do you have in your usual classroom?
Usually in my class, I have a total of 8 students.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, we usually have a class on Monday and Wednesday and Tuesday and Thursday. So we have a graduation coming up on August the 17th. I'm so proud of my students.
And what are their ages?
And their ages range from my youngest was 36 and my oldest was 97.
Oh, my. Yes. Oh, my. Oh, my.
Wonderful. That's pretty good. 97. Mm-hmm. That's yes. pretty good.
That's right. And so I'm proud of each and every one of them. So
congratulations. We are going to break. Don't go away. Stay tuned. We're coming back on the second hour. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up in the second hour. You stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.